This is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I have got your news and weather coming right up. Just a quick reminder before we get into our news that there is a hazardous weather outlook right now for the counties of Midland, Bay, Huron, Saginaw, Tuscola, Sanilac, Shawassee, Genesee, Lapeer, St. Clair, Livingston, Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw, Wayne, Lenawee, and Monroe. It is bare cold temperatures tonight into Sunday morning when wind chill readings are forecast to drop to 10 to 15 degrees below zero. Actual low temperatures Sunday morning in the 0 to 5 degree range for most locations. And light snow along the southern Michigan border this afternoon, producing a dusting to 1 inch of accumulation. Localized lake effect snow showers across the eastern Thumb shoreline on Sunday, producing a dusting to 1 to 2 inches of accumulation. Now, we are getting into our news. Law enforcement agencies throughout Michigan are deploying extra officers to combat impaired driving during the upcoming holiday period. The enhanced enforcement effort runs from December 13th through January 1st. State transportation safety data reveals that between 2020 and 2024, holiday-related traffic fatalities in Michigan include 19 deaths during the Christmas period, with nearly half linked to drivers under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning Director Alicia Sledge noted that seasonal celebrations and parties lead to increased alcohol consumption and greater impaired driving risks. State police, sheriff's departments, and local law enforcement will conduct focused patrols aimed at identifying drivers who are intoxicated. Authorities emphasize that while 0.08 blood alcohol content is the legal threshold, officers may arrest drivers at lower levels if impairment is evident. The Federal National Highway Traffic Safety Administration funds the enforcement program through the State Highway Safety Office. The Senate failed to get anywhere on health care this week. Now it's the House's turn. Speaker Mike Johnson late Friday released a package of proposal to address growing health care costs. The House legislation does not include an extension of enhanced tax credits that make health insurance more affordable in the Affordable Care Act marketplace. Those tax breaks are expiring at the end of this year. Johnson said Republicans' goal is to reduce premiums for all Americans, not just those enrolled in Obamacare plans. But going Johnson's route has left vulnerable House Republicans representing key battleground districts in a tough spot. A drone attack in Russia's Saratov region has killed at least two people and damaged a residential building. Local authorities reported the incident on Saturday. Meanwhile, parts of Ukraine went without power after Russian strikes targeted energy infrastructure. Russia's defense ministry said it shot down 41 Ukrainian drones overnight. And in Ukraine, attacks hit five regions, including Odessa, where grain silos caught fire. Kiev accuses Russia of trying to cripple its power grid. Peace talks led by the United States continue, with Russia insisting on retaining control over eastern Ukraine's Donbas region, even after a potential settlement. A newly announced TSA fee for certain travelers, continued climate-related flooding in the Pacific Northwest, and projections of higher health premiums are combining to underscore the financial and logistical pressures facing United States households this winter. As consumer groups and policy advocates push for clear communication and targeted relief for vulnerable communities. Russia has warned Poland after authorities there detained a Russian archaeologist working at an ancient site in Crimea, which Moscow controls and Ukraine considers illegally occupied, with Kiev describing such work as unlawful and the incident underscoring ongoing tensions over the peninsula's status and cross-border legal claims.